English, Form 1. Introduction. English is one of the most widely used languages in the world. It is not only the official language of communication in many countries, but also the official language of commerce and industry, aviation and social interactions. Mastery and proficiency in the English language is considered important because it enhances effective communication and provides opportunities for academic, social, and professional benefits. Proficiency in English language also improves the learning of other subjects across the curriculum. The e-content lessons in this program are based on the four main language skills and grammar as covered in the secondary school curriculum. These are listening and speaking, reading, writing, grammar. Aspects of literature have been integrated to strengthen and enrich the process of the language learning. This is also expected to provide realistic contexts and opportunities where the variety of language is used to make learning more meaningful. Listening and speaking skills play an important role in social and academic development. One who listens and speaks effectively is able to receive and respond to information appropriately. These two skills also contribute significantly to the development of reading and writing skills. Mastery in speaking and listening skills enhances intelligibility, confidence, and interaction among learners within and beyond the boundaries of Kenya. Development of reading and writing skills depends significantly on the two skills above. An important aspect of effective speaking is correct pronunciation. Correct pronunciation of sounds and words is critical and key to effective speaking. Effective speaking is considered important because it leads to effective communication in general. The challenge to pronounce English words correctly is due to the fact that most of the Kenyan languages do not have sounds similar to those found in English. You therefore need to identify sounds that are problematic to you and practice thoroughly to master their correct pronunciation. In the lessons that follow, you will learn and practice pronunciation of English vowels and consonants correctly. Correct pronunciation of sounds and words is critical and key to effective speaking. Effective speaking is considered important because it leads to effective communication in general. The challenge to pronounce English words correctly is due to the fact that most of the Kenyan languages do not have sounds similar to those found in English. You therefore need to identify sounds that are problematic to you and practice thoroughly in order to master their correct pronunciation. Peter helped Benta and Paul to search for the lost pin in the dustbin. The little yellow lorry rolled right onto the light post. Few vehicles ferried frenzied fans for the very interesting volleyball tournament. Sally and Sheila sell seashells on the seashore. A girl called Carol gave Kibet a great gift. The showroom had many charts of shirts on sale. Tim's dog tore Dolly's tight dress. Cat, cut, cart, fill, feel, file, fail, hat, hat, hurt, hurt, coat, coat, goat, bet, bait, beat. A dancer's challenge. Figure of vigor, vibrating in every fiber, fiery fusion of finesse and vime. Fast as light across the vast arena, I fear as you veer towards my seat. Vaulting without a fault upon the volleys of the flute and drum, and fiddle and vaunting lyre, now feigning love, now vanity, now folly. You vary your steps like a visiting fairy, surveying a frenzied field of faces. Feasting upon your feline flow and vowing unfettered love for you. I view envy what only a few can even dream, a vital vase abashing my sluggish ship like a fuss. Though feverish with a ferocious desire, can I accept your ferocious call to dance? By Austin Bukenya. Read the words underlined correctly, paying attention to V and F sounds. Fat, vat. Veal, feel. View, few. Focal, vocal. Via, fear. Very, fairy. Fan, van. Around the rugged rocks, the rugged rascal ran. The lorry rolled down the road. Lucy loves reading real-life novels. They arrived last night carrying a lot of luggage. The lazy cat ran round the block looking for fried rice. Choose the correct words from the choices given to complete the sentences correctly. Listening comprehension involves learning, practicing, and testing the understanding of spoken or oral text. The focus here is for you to train yourself to listen, understand, retain, and use information communicated through speech. Under the subtopic above, we shall cover the following. 1. Trickster narrative. 2. Poetry. A narrative is an oral or written story with a moral teaching to the audience or the reader. Narratives are divided into the following categories: myths, legends, etiological, and tricksters. A trickster narrative has the following typical features: A, the trickster; B, the trick; C, the pretense; D, the character being tricked or the one being duped. Listen carefully to the story entitled The Lion and the Hare. Once upon a time, the lion and the hare were very good friends. They always herded their animals together. Their families shared everything daily, and it was a joy watching their young ones playing together. Each family prospered through this arrangement. One day, as they were bringing their children home, Hare realized that he would be richer if he would be the sole owner of what was before him. From then on, the hare had sleepless nights thinking about how he would acquire the extra herd. He hit on a plan that needed to be executed carefully. Not long thereafter, the hare requested the lion to change the manner of herding the animals. "But why, my friend? Imagine I'm staying alone with the animals. Who will I be talking to?" the lion protested. The hare quickly convinced the lion on the need for one of them to be remaining at home on a rotational basis. "Who can defend the families if all of us are in the field?" The lion saw the logic and thanked his good friend for being visionary. When it was Hare's turn to look after the herd, he decided to carry out his plan. It wasn't long before the lion was woken up from an afternoon siesta by shrill screams from the hare down the valley. The lion rushed downhill only to be met by a wailing hare that was standing by the mud bank holding the tail of a cow. "Quick, my friend," he shouted, "the cows are sinking. Help me pull them out." The lion rushed to the nearest tail and applied his full energy. He pulled the cow and snapped, the tail came off. The lion landed with a thud, but the loss of losing his entire herd drove him into instant action. However, at the end of the exercise, none of the animals had been saved. Weary and sad, the two friends made their way home in the evening. A week later, the hare asked the lion that since there was nothing to take care of, it would be better if each of them went their different ways. They parted company, and the hare went to a far country to take care of the tailless herd. That is the end of the story. You watched those unfortunate kids, the so-called street urchins, with pleading, beseeching sunken eyes, desperately calling out for help, a meal, a frog, or shelter. You unflinchingly sent them packing. Your excuse? They make the town unsafe. You watched those orphans, guilty of sins unknown, agony masking their innocent faces, a testimony of years of anguish, timidly calling out for help, for love, kindness, or hope. Big drops of tears roll down from your eyes. Is that all you could do? You watch the handicapped, struggling to be like you and me. Indifferently to their needs, you walked on, forgetting you too are handicapped, perhaps in a different way. Like a snail, you abandoned your shell. Can you soften your heart? From Head Start, Secondary English, Form 1. Orphan, frog, fortunate, drop, hot. Core, cop. Got, goat. Pole, pole. Hole, hole. Type the appropriate phrase into the blanks to complete the sentences correctly. Grammar is defined as the way words are combined to form longer and meaningful units. The main objective of learning grammar is to help you understand how language works and be able to use it correctly and appropriately in different contexts or situations. The teaching and learning of grammar of a language begins with a word, and so it is important that the learners master the characteristics and uses related to words as classified under parts of speech. Learning how rules operate is not enough, but it is more important to know how to use the language in real-life situations. It means a learner who has mastered grammar knows how to apply the rules in order to communicate effectively and thus enhance positive interactions among people. Roll the cursor over the grid to identify as many nouns as you can. Relate the sentences to the position of things mentioned in the picture. Reading is a complex mental process that involves the ability to interpret words and symbols and assigning them meaning to communicate an idea or thoughts. The ability to read effectively and fluently is vital both for academic purposes and life in general. Good reading skills will help improve performance in schools, enhance information gathering and learning of concepts. Through reading and learning, you will be exposed to new vocabulary, new sentence structures, and to good models of language use. The process of reading involves more than just looking at words. It involves interpreting and assigning meanings to words and symbols to communicate desired information. The speed at which you read is determined by how fast and efficient your eyes transfer the information to the brain and how quickly the brain interprets the message. You have to practice reading fast in order to save time and at the same time access and process required information within a given time. Intensive reading refers to reading carefully a specific text, passage, or story for comprehension. This type of reading helps the learner develop capacity to identify relevant information, distinguish between main ideas and supporting details, and evaluate ideas. Through intensive reading, the learner should also develop critical awareness necessary to analyze and appreciate literary works. Comprehension, on the other hand, is the ability to read, understand, and remember the information for future use. Comprehension involves reading a text with a view to understanding it both for surface and deeper meaning. To develop comprehension skills effectively, you are expected to read a wide range of texts, selecting essential points and applying inference and deductions where appropriate. Comprehension skills covered in this lesson include recall, comprehension, and application. Writing is the most advanced of the four language skills that has wide-ranging implications that influence our thinking and reasoning. It also encourages us to be organized, logical, and creative in our thinking. Writing will enable you to express your ideas clearly and effectively. The ability to read well is essential because it influences our chances in academic disciplines, personal development, and our relationships with other people. For you to achieve recommended competence in writing using a variety of sentence structures, you need to read widely. There are different types of writing which constitute varieties of writing. A mastery of various types of writing will enable the learner to use English creatively and for expressive purposes. These varieties include A. Personal writing, B. Social writing, C. Study writing, D. Creative writing, E. Institutional writing, F. Public writing. Punctuation is a system of using universally accepted marks or symbols in written work or communication. In oral work or spoken information, punctuation marks may not be voiced, but the speaker will pause, stop temporarily, ask questions, wonder, or make exclamations and other gestures to communicate effectively. Appropriate use of punctuation marks, especially in writing, enhances effective communication and makes reading easy to comprehend. Spelling refers to the formation of words with letters in the correct order. Correct spelling gives the writer confidence, impresses the reader, and shows efficient management of words. It is important to pay close attention to spelling because incorrect spelling hinders effective communication and sometimes it may change the meaning of the text. In English, the spelling of a word is often unrelated to its pronunciation. This poses a great challenge to learners and users of English as a second language. It is important to master all aspects of English pronunciation to be able to spell words and sentences correctly. Correct pronunciation, effective listening and speaking skills, intensive and extensive reading, and other language aspects contribute a lot in the mastery of spelling as an important language skill. Effective communication of ideas and information in writing depends largely on correct spelling of words and sentences. Mastery of spelling skills improves efficiency in writing. Intrigue, occasion, assassinate, recommend, accommodate, surprise, receive, receipt, quiet, quite. A paragraph is a combination of two or more sentences communicating the same or related ideas. When writing, learners are expected to communicate effectively using a variety of sentence structures and develop paragraphs using different devices. Correction, introduction. The e-learning lessons in this program are based on the four main language skills and grammar as covered in the secondary school curriculum. These are listening and speaking, reading, writing, and grammar. Home science audio. The Luo hut is round in shape, and both walls and floors are smeared with mud and cow dung.